service, then you can tell someone.
Nobody has a heart.
You brought this up. Nice job, Julie.
It's a stab. It's a somewhere to start the conversation.
Cool. The light reflecting down after that, I was like, whoa.
Everybody have to wear sunglasses.
Call the order of the special assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell on Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013 at 7 p.m. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Flake?
Present.
Decker?
Here.
McCloskey?
Here.
Stowe? Wiederspoon?
Here.
Stokes? And Mayor Jack?
Here. Item number 3, conflict of interest. Does anyone have any conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? Item number 4, persons to be heard. There's one person requested to have a letter read into the record, and that's Paul Southland, and that will be done at this time.
Okay. This letter is from Paul G. Southland, dated November 25th, 2013, to the Mayor and Borough Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell. I wish to address 3 topics with respect to Thomas Bay Power Authority and current energy issues reported in the Wrangell Sentinel, dated November 21st, 2013. First, from my experience in public life, I think it is of paramount importance that employees of the public be extremely aware of how they present positions on current issues. It is exceptionally easy for statements to be misconstrued or taken out of context. In the paper last Thursday, Mr. J. Bush is quoted as taking a contrary position to Energy Committee member Schmidt's statement, CIPA wants to run it. J. Bush's statement as quoted, I don't think they would have a heartache if Thomas Bay kept running it. As a member of the public, I would like to know on what information he made this statement. CIPA, through its former CEO Carlson and current CEO Albert Atkinson, are on record requesting that the operations contracts be terminated. Unless Mr. J. Bush has information not in the public realm, the CIPA board has merely delayed action on that recommendation. To me, it seems Mr. Schmidt was exactly correct and on point. Second is the issue of meaningful representation for the communities and local ratepayers in their hydroelectric facility. CIPA has continuously stated on the record that the communities, as the ratepayers, are not stockholders and do not own the facilities. This is probably legally true, but just as true is Alaska's intent in building and funding the facilities for the benefit of the communities. CIPA has a history of secretive behavior, insisting that they are not a public entity subject to the Open Meetings Act, but voluntarily submit to portions. CIPA bylaws make their directors only subject to sanction after appointment by CIPA itself. Directors are indoctrinated upon appointment by CIPA's attorney in the CIPA is paramount. Its needs supersede those of your community mindset. The establishment organization has led to a hybrid semi-public governmental entity called a joint action agency answerable to no elected official. The original State Southeast Integrated Resource Plan draft, CEIRP, pointed to the inflexible business structure of SEPA as a regional problem. It is not a governmental agency, it is not a private agency, but scariest of all is the lack of clear ownership of SEPA, the organization. This lack of clarity and ownership leads to confusion at best, distrust at worst. If there is doubt in your mind as to my point, ask yourselves, can I sell my ownership interest in SEPA? If so, do I hold title? My third point is really where the rubber meets the road. As ratepayers, most of us in Wrangell are interested in the SEPA, Thomas Bay Power Authority, issue, only in how it affects rates. I have been told time and time again that wherever the outcome of who operates TAI, as ratepayers, our low rates are guaranteed by the Power Sales Agreement, PSA. Perhaps not. The PSA does, for the most part, assure our access and price of power in respect to current power production capacity. The PSA also clearly states that any new production is solely priced by SEPA, in which we have one vote in five. We are aware that Swan Dam is being raised allowed for increased power production. I am told that SEPA is assuring that the power production capacity of TAI has increased due to the steam gauge modification. These are each new production. Where are the assurances that Wrangell's wholesale rate will not be adjusted until we have exceeded our 50% of Lake Taiyi's historic generation capacity? Frankly, this assurance would need to come from a utility industry attorney hired by Wrangell to give me much confidence. Thank you for your time and full consideration of Wrangell's current and future power needs. Sincerely, Paula G. Southland.
Thank you. Any member have a comment from Mr. Falcon or any questions? We'll go on to item five, items of business. Proposed resolution number 12-13-1287. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the finance director.
Move to approve the resolution 12-13-1287.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Can we have Jeff speak to this?
Sure.
Go ahead.
The job description, the way it is currently written, would probably be tough to actually find someone for the amount of money that we pay. They'd need to be a CPA. They would need to be a bunch of years in government experience. They'd need to have this and that. And what I did to change this to get a better, I guess, better group of people or more applicants is to require simply an accounting degree, which I think is essential, and then have all the other things preferred but not required. So if someone had the basics and maybe some of the other things, they could certainly apply. But what I'm afraid of is we have it really restrictive. We won't get anybody, and then we're going to be back to where we are anyway. So if someone does have all that, they certainly can apply, and that would push them up the ladder as far as qualifications the person maybe to hire if they did have all these things. But so that's basically it, is just reducing the requirements so that we get a larger field of applicants.
Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Manchac?
Yes. Item 5B, proposed resolution. Proposed resolution number 12-13-1288. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the participation agreement with the Public Employees Retirement System of Alaska, PERS, by adding the borough manager to said agreement.
Move to approve resolution number 12-13-1288.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion?
Can we have Jeff speak to this one too?
Sure. I'm currently a PERS member, and we've had some managers that have been in the PERS system, the state retirement system, and we've had some that chose not to. A lot of them, if they go kind of between state and state, normally it's not, doesn't make any sense for them to be in here. We've had others that were in the program, and so it's a very easy amendment to do with the state to have that in there, and it would for me to go into some other thing for a couple years wouldn't make any sense for me anyway. So anyway, I'm requesting that we change this to allow me to continue to participate in PERS as the borough manager.
I just have one question. If when you retire, what effect will this have on the organization of PERS at that time?
If you have a new manager come in, it's similar to the study that was done with on TIE. The only ones that there was any unfunded liability, if that's the concern,
that's right, yeah,
is that none of the rest of the employees down there, because they were all Tier 4 employees. So if you got a new manager, they would, and they were coming into PERS, they would be a Tier 4 employee, and there wouldn't be any effect with unfunded liability.
Well, what I guess my question, I should have clarified it a little better, is what if they don't want to be in PERS? Participate in PERS.
All you got to do is change it back. We had the Tom Clemens was the police chief here for a while. He did not choose to, and all the chief polices prior to that were in PERS. So he chose not to do that when he was done and moved on, and we got a new police chief. We redid the amendment and moved on from that point. I don't think the state, it's not a big deal with the state. You can move in and out with a position.
But will we have that unfunded liability at that time? Will we have to be putting out a bunch of money?
Oh, I see. If you no longer have a manager paying into it, is what you're getting at.
That's right. Yeah.
No, that's a good point. And I don't know the answer to that. So the unfunded liability would be on me. You would have a new position that isn't paying into it. Well, Tim and the managers before him were in their own. There's kind of an international thing for city managers called the ICMA, and it's one that most of them, because they go, like I said, from state to state, different things. So it's a program that most city managers belong to. We've had, like Joyce Rassler was in PERS. And I think the ones before her were, but many of them have been non-PERS, so it's kind of been in and out with managers.
But that was all before the state came up with this unfunded liability situation.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because most of my unfunded liability would come as the finance director, and that position would continue to be a PERS position. I don't know if that has an impact. If
we're adding to the PERS situation another employee in PERS, and that employee leaves, will we have an obligation to continue with our contributions? Is
right.
My question. I guess that's what.
And I don't know the answer to that. But if you want to table this. That's something I can find out. We can we can put it on the 10th meeting, and I can find out from PERS how that would play out with if the next manager did not want to be in PERS.
That would be, I think that would be a very good idea.
Sure. No, that's fine.
It'll cause us a big difference if it's not.
No, it's a good question.
If you want to amend your motion, or withdraw your motion?
Yeah, that was me. I withdraw the motion.
Okay. That's all that needs to be done.
Okay, then I guess the next thing is I would entertain a motion to table this till the...
Or to defer it.
Yes, please. Thank you. To defer it until the meeting on the 10th of this month.
I'll make a motion to defer it until the meeting on the 10th.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none, poll vote please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 5C is the one that everybody here for, I think, is the Thomas Bay Seafood issue. Discussion of possible action on the TBPA's SEAPA issues. There are several subcategories. The first one is CA, Power Attorney's Answers to Assembly's Questions.
So this is the November 13th response we got from Martin Law.
Right.
Some of the questions that needed up.
So I don't know, maybe we should sort of review it for the public a little bit. I don't know what you want to do there.
Well,
how many of them? I don't know the questions.
Normally, an attorney client issues are privileged issues. However, most of these items have been discussed publicly, so I do not. Do you have anything in, see anything in this that would jeopardize the city's position?
And we're talking about the
November 13th.
The non-net billable?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see anything that would.
Okay, but that's, you know. Yes.
This is in the packet. That letter is in the packet. So
okay,
the
it's already been made
it.
Public. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, then it's not an issue. Thank you.
The whole one from Martin Law?
From November 13th.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions or comments on that? Item CB, 5CB, Petersburg Borough Assembly Resolution. And that was a resolution basically where they recommended that Wrangell accept their position that seemed to take over the operation of Thomas Bay. Any questions or comments on that? Yes.
I just wanted, you know, to help the public understand some of the stuff that they may or may not have seen or been able to read. I just wanted to explain that this resolution from Petersburg basically says that they, you know, accept the terms that that Trey Atkinson had recommended back in August in that memo. And And a couple of other things. They also suggest that the non-net billable expenses be paid by SEPA, and